we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. As an introduction to Mishnah Zayin, it's important to realize that the Isser of Klayim, Min HaTorah, of Kilei Zra'im, is really only if you plant them both B'mapolas Yad, meaning you plant them both in such a way, the two items in such a way, that they mix together. But if you plant two types of plants, one right next to the other, that is not an Isser Min HaTorah. That's an Isser Midrabanan, Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, that someone who sees it is going to say that you planted it mixed together. So therefore, you need to make a certain distance between one min and the other so that people who see it will realize that they're separated from each other. The Rambam writes, however, Bamed Varmamur Mishatzar Charchaka, when do I say that you need to be marchik? Kishazara bitoch sadehu. That's if you plant both minim within your own field. Avl Maisa Sadehu Zruachitim Mutul Chaveru Lizra Bitsido Saorim. But if your field neighbors and somebody else's field, and you have wheat planted in your field, that person is allowed to plant barley in the field, and both of you are allowed to plant right up until the border. Shenemar sadcha lo sizra klayim. It says you're not allowed to plant klayim in your field. It's only if both of the minim are in your field. So there's only an isser klayim when you put both minim in your field. But when you have one min in your field, and then your neighbor has a min in his field, even though they're mamish one right up against the other, that is not an isser of klayim. So our Mishnah is going to tell us that sometimes even if you own both fields, but it's very clear that they are two separate fields, you're allowed to plant two different minim, one right next to the other. So that's what the Mishnah says. So he said, Rosh Tor Chitim Nichnas Betok Shel Sarim. Tor really means, the Bar Tanur points out, Hushem Tachshit Shalisha. It's a type... excuse me, it's the name of a piece of jewelry that a woman would wear, Shetsurasu Mushuleshes, which is in the shape of a triangle. Kolomer Bal Shalosh Zavios, Lashon Ture Zav Nasalcha, Va'al Shemo Korin Keren Zavis HaMuchudedes Rosh Tor. So we call a point, an angle, that a Rosh Tor, just like a triangle, has three angles that it comes out. So if you have, even if it's a square field, but it's turned on its side a little bit, it's shaped like a diamond, so the angle, the point of one of the corners of the square goes into or buttresses right up against the neighboring field, mutter, that's mutter, even though you own both fields, because it's very obvious just by the shape of the two fields that imagine you have a triangle next to a square, or a square next to a square, but one of the squares is turned on an angle a little bit like a diamond. So there's a point that touches one of the sides of the other field. So it's very obvious that the Rosh Tor looks like the end of the wheat field, and it's very clearly not planted as klayim. So that's mutter. Shalo chitim, if you have wheat in your field, vishal chavero min acher, and your friend's field that's next to your field has some other min in it, mutul vismachlo me osa min. In this case, you're allowed to plant within your field whatever your neighbor's got planted in his field, because it will just look like the border of the two fields is a little bit moved over. So even though you're normally not allowed to plant klayim in your field, but if I have wheat and my neighbor has barley, so I could take the last few amos of my field and plant it with barley as well, because either way, wheat and barley are going to be right next to each other. Shelo chitim mishal chaveru chitim. What if I have a wheat field and my neighbor also has a wheat field? So mutu lismachlo telem shal pishtan. What I'm allowed to do is I could plant one row of pishtan, because people generally don't plant just one row of pishtan if they're actually interested in having pishtan. Clearly you're doing it just to test the soil. And when you're planting something li'ibud, it's not considered a violation of klayim. You're planting it in order for it to be destroyed, in order for it not to be used, in order for it not to provide any direct benefit. That is not an isser of klayim. But velo tell him shel min acher. You're not allowed to plant a row of anything else, only of pishtan, because pishtan is something that's only usable in large quantities. Rabbi Shimon Omar, echad pishtan ve'echad kol aminim. Rabbi Shimon says there's no distinction between pishtan and all other minim. Well, in what direction is there no distinction between pishtan and all other minim? So the Bar Tanur points out, echad zar pishtan ve'echad kol aminim. Aser lismoch telem echad. It's that it's aser even to plant pishtan in between two wheat fields, my wheat field and my neighbor's wheat field. I mean, he doesn't buy this idea that since you're not going to use the pishtan anyway, because no one plants one row of pishtan, it's clearly only to test the soil. Rabbi Shimon rejects that idea. Rabbi Yossi says, not only do I accept the idea about pishtan, I'll go even further than the Tanakhama went. Af be'emtso sadehu mutu livdok b'telem shel pishtan. Tanakhama said that if my field is a wheat field and my neighbor's field is a wheat field, so in the area in between I can plant pishtan. Says Rabbi Yossi, I'll go even further. I'll tell you that if my field is a pishtan, and I don't even have a neighbor, if my field is wheat rather, and I don't even have a neighbor, I could plant pishtan right in the middle of my field, because one row of pishtan is very obvious that it's not something that you're planting in order to have. Now we move on to Mishnah Ches. Once we learned in the previous Mishnah that you're allowed to plant one row of pishtan at the end of your grain field, the Mishnah tells us that when it comes to chardal and charia, chardal is mustard, charia is something else, karkum or whatever, the halacha is not that way. And the Mishnah tells us also that there are certain things that are considered a hefsik between different minim, where you could put them one right next to the other if there's some sort of physical barrier between the minim. So says Mishnah Ches, ein somchen l'stei tvua chardal v'charia. If your field and your friend's field were planted with grain, you're not allowed to have in between the two fields a mustard seed planted there, even just one row of mustard seeds, because that is a valuable amount of mustard seeds, and therefore that would be a violation of klayim. Aval somchen l'stei yirakos chardal v'charia. But if you have two fields, both you and your friend's fields, and they're both planted with different types of green vegetation, you're allowed to plant in between the two fields, you're allowed to plant chardal v'charia, because that's damaging to the yirakos, and everyone realizes that you're not planting that chardal and charia in order to be mekayim them, in order to keep them. You're only doing it in order to test the soil of the field. Some say the exact opposite, that these minim are mazik tavua, and they're not mazik yirakos, and the Mishnah is not talking about planting in between your field and your friend's field. It's talking about planting chardal and charia right next to your friend's field, and the Mishnah is saying the opposite, that ein somchem chardal v'charia l'stei tavua means don't put chardal and charia next to your friend's grain field, because people are going to see that, are going to say that the Baal HaStei HaTavua planted these minim for his own hana'a, because if someone else would have planted them, the Baal HaStei HaTavua would not have allowed him to put it right next to his field, because it would damage him. So therefore, the Baal HaStei HaTavua appears to be mekayim klayim in his field, and there's nisr of maris ha'ayin, but somchen minim elu l'stei yirakos, because they're not mazik the yirakos, so there's no chashash that people are going to say that it all belongs to one person. Everyone's going to realize that min hastam, the chadal and the charia that are right next to the stei yirakos belong to somebody else, and the Baal stei yirakos just didn't mind leaving it there because they don't hurt him anyway, so that's why it would not be an issue of maris ha'ayin. So those are the two ways of interpreting our Mishnah. But then the Mishnah goes through what are physical barriers between two minim that would qualify something as two different fields. The somich labur, you can put another min next to a fallow field, an empty field, if you have two types of grain, as long as you have an area that's left empty in between them, a ground that's not worked at all, ulanir, or a ground that's plowed but not planted, ulagofa, or you have a fence, uladerech, or you have a pathway that's 4 amos wide, ulagoder, or you have a wall that's 10 tfachim high and is at least 4 tfachim long, or you have a hole in the ground that's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, so that's also a mechitza, or you have a tree that hovers over the ground, so the tips of the branches are less than 3 tfachim off of the ground, so if you plant another min underneath that tree, you could put outside of the branches of the tree a different min, because the branches themselves create a mechitza, because it like hovers over the ground and creates like a tent around the tree. So under the tent you plant one thing, and outside of the tent you plant something else. Not a literal tent, again, it's the branches of the tree that create that tent. V'lasela shu gavava asara, or a rock that's 10 tfachim high, v'rachav arba'a, and it's 4 tfachim wide. All of these things are considered a hefsik between two different minim that you plant in your field, and therefore you're allowed to plant on either side of it. The Bar Tanura explains that when it says sela, the Mishnah is only teaching us that even by a sela, even by a rock, it needs to be 4 tefachim wide. That less than that is not called the mechitza. So Tos Yontov points out, since it's not made l'shem offense, it's not made l'shem geder, it needs to be 4 tefachim wide, as opposed to an actual geder, an actual fencing that you put up that's made l'shem mechitza, so it already has a heker, even if it's not 4 tefachim wide. So to summarize what we learned in the Mishnah today, so we learned in Mishnah Zayin that if you plant if you have two fields planted right next to each other, even though you own both of them, but it's very clear from the way they're positioned that they are two fields, you're allowed to plant them with different minim. And we also learned that when it comes to planting pishtan in between two like fields, two fields that have the same type of grain planted in them, there are three deos. Tanakama says you could plant one row of pishtan because it's obvious that you're just doing that to test the soil. Then we had, who was it, Rabbi Shimon, who said, no, you can't. You're not allowed to plant anything, even just pishtan, which people don't use one row of. And then we had Rabbi Yossi, who said, even within your own field, you're allowed to plant pishtan right in the middle of the field. And then in Mishnah Ches, we learned that even though pishtan is often recognized as something that is that is just to test the soil, chardal and chariah don't enjoy that same status. And people sometimes would plant just one row of chardal, and therefore you're not allowed to plant one row of chardal in between two grain fields, in between two fields of tavua. And then Mishnah Ches taught us all of the different types of physical structures or natural physical structures that would constitute a barrier between two minim to make the field considered two separate fields. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the next Mishnah.